Rowdy Roma recites rambunctious recipes. Hello, and welcome to Parking Thought, the podcast and YouTube channel where I share my thoughts when I park, sometimes in a chair, oftentimes in my car. And again, today I happen to be standing and I'm liking it. All right, on this show, we explore the contribution of systems and people we often take for granted. Curiosity, meet gratitude. My name is Jacob, and I'm glad you're here today. This is episode 15, and we're going to call it Canadian Kindness. This is a good opportunity for me to give you guys an update on how the podcasting is going, for those of you that have been following this before episode numbers, and also let you know what I've been up to recently. So one of the things that really highlights for this month is a conversation I had on another podcast. You can find this podcast at extras.show. And it is Jupiter Broadcasting. They commonly focus on technical conversations and other things like that. I've really enjoyed their podcast over the years. And I recently was able to sit down with one of the members of the Jupiter Broadcasting crew, a man by the name of Brent, who's a photographer in Canada. And we were able to sit down and I was able to share some stories about my experience in the military and what that community of podcasters has meant to me over the years. And it was a wonderful opportunity to say thank you. And I wouldn't have done it if Brent hadn't been the sort of person that just really makes you feel like it's easy to connect with. I'm hoping that as I get better at podcasting, I can kind of present that intimate conversation with each person who's listening to this in a way where you guys feel like I'm value add to your day. I do enjoy making this content, and I am no Brent yet. I doubt I'll ever be, but I really did appreciate the time he took. And the reason why I share this is, so some of the conversations we've had on this show, I've mentioned my years of military service, but I don't think this show's format length is enough time to be able to really share some of the challenges that come emotionally from having served and some of the things that and how that's impacted me. I've been wanting to tell that story for a while, but I haven't really been able to find a way to do that where it could be recorded and shared and kind of preserved, because there's other people in my family who need to hear it too, but we never really seem to have the attention span. My children are all teenagers and I love them. But as a teenager myself, I didn't have the attention span to listen to an hour long, you know, conversation and let it go where it needs to go. Brent gave me that opportunity. The Jupiter Broadcasting community gave me that opportunity. And I was so grateful to be able to do that and to practice sharing some things that are a little harder to share. I felt stronger and more confident. We recorded the episode about 2.5 weeks ago, and it recently aired this week. And I've been able to feel more confident about who I am and more wise because of the experiences I've gone through. And so I wanted to take the time to say thank you to Brent for this, these feelings that I've gotten, the contribution that's made, and then all the people who enabled the technology that made that possible. I got to talk to somebody who was halfway across the continent in live, real time, record it and send it over to him. The uncompressed audio file was like over a gig, and we were able to transfer that in a matter of seconds. I mean, there are so many things about the experience from a technical standpoint, from an interpersonal standpoint, that are just cool, and we take a lot of those things for granted. Brent and I have become quick friends, and we share messages back and forth, and he was traveling recently and said something complimentary to me and you know, kind of like, oh, he wish he could have been able to do something, you know, positive with his day. And I said, Brent, you're traveling. You have the opportunity to see people and make them smile. And he is so good at that. I don't know what his rates are as a photographer, but I can tell you that if you're working with a model that generally has a hard time connecting with people, Brent would probably be one of the best photographers you could hire, because he has this ability to connect and make anybody feel comfortable. So thank you, Brent. And I'll link to his photo website here on the podcast for those of you guys who are curious. You'll find that in the show notes. One of the other things you guys might have noticed is if you'd been listening to me for a while, we now have episode numbers, right? I committed myself with this Agile project that once we had episode numbers, this thing was going to be something I would continue. I had a topic I could always reference. So curiosity and gratitude are moving forward. And there doesn't seem to be any shortage of episode topics and things to be excited about. And I'm hoping that as I share that excitement, that you guys can feel it too and look for the normal things in your life and then realize how cool they are, even the stuff you don't like. And so here's one for you that'll never make a full episode, but the mini USB connector that's used on a lot of the Android phones, oh my goodness, is not the most bestly designed connector ever. It is rather terrible. We have lots of USB cables that break for my kids' Android devices when they're charging it, and it creates a lot of frustration. And you know, that could be where this story stops. But instead, I think it's really cool that this thing even exists and that it's so small and that it's able to be so capable. I mean, you can run video out of this thing. You can run power out of it. You can do so much with it. And so even while it might not be the best design for durability, they got a lot of the other design principles down well. And I'm grateful for all of those parts of it. I've also just learned to tell the kids, hey, look, knucklehead, you're going to have to go ahead and unplug your device when you go to sleep. So when you roll over, you don't end up, you know, bending the cable. We've also learned to buy better cables. And so it's adjusted our habits to realize that things are not always perfect and they're not always durable. And I don't mind those lessons. As we look forward with this podcast into December, there's a couple of things going on. First off, next week, I am traveling. So I get to do some episodes on the road and you'll get to find out where I'm traveling on Monday. The other thing that's going on is a campaign that is being run through our church. And you guys know, I don't try to get preachy, right? I'm not here to make a big deal about one religious belief over another. That's not the point. What I do want to share, though, is that our church is running a campaign. They've got a hashtag out there for it called Light the World, right? Light the World. And the idea is to find different things that you can do during the month of December to help make the world a better place. And they've got a calendar out that runs runs for 26 days, running up to and just after, just after Christmas. And the idea here is not so much that we do it as part of the Christmas celebration, although that is a part of it. But it's the idea that, you know, usually around New Year's, we make a resolution and we often fail at them. You know, so what if we spent the month of December practicing for our New Year's resolution in January? How would that change, right? And what if our New Year's resolution was to help make the world a better place? Right. So while this may be run by my church and it may be focused on our beliefs and we do not have those in common, I am looking forward to the month of December to sharing with you guys following the prompts that are provided that help make the world a better place. And the neat thing here is, you know, I might just take this on as my New Year's resolution and be able to roll that forward and see what happens, right? If I make a New Year's resolution to make the world a better place, December will be a good month to practice. And to give you an idea of some of the prompts that are here, right? So on Wednesday, December 4th, it says, which one of your classmates or coworkers do you know the least? Eat lunch with someone new at school or work. Now, I'll be traveling, but I'm looking forward to a neat experience being able to eat with somebody new on Wednesday, December 4th, and see where that conversation goes and happens. And so that'll be pretty neat. Let's see, what's another one? Call your parents right now. This is on a different day, right? Call your parents right now and tell them how much you love them. And my parents are busy serving a mission for our church. Interesting thing about our church, it's one of those things where it motivates you to do things. And so my parents are, they've been around for at least 7 decades and they work, you know, 10 to 12 hour days in Anchorage, Alaska right now for a year to help manage the missionary effort that our church has in Alaska. You know, and so regardless of whether we have the same beliefs or not, I think we can respect the contributions of others. And it's really easy to see what my parents are doing and respect that. And it's really easy for me to look at this list that's out there, and you can go look for it. So if you look at the hashtag Light the World and then look for the calendar in your search engine, you'll be able to find this calendar. And I invite you guys to take the challenge with me. Try every day to make the world a better place through some little prompting. And then we can practice for January to be our best New Year's resolution yet. All right. So this is the end of this episode. Oh my goodness. Now at that point, you've already skipped on. So those of you guys who are diehards and still listening, you know, this is the part where I remind you that this podcast can be delivered to your favorite device by using the subscribe links you can find in the show notes or over at parkingthought.com. We're now on a lots of different podcasty things, and feel free to search for us there. If you happen to be on Apple Podcasts, give us a review. Those reviews really do help in helping other people find one of the rare podcasts on the internet where curiosity and gratitude merge. And remember, in a world where you can choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?